From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio with you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program. Now, these days we are involved in a series about the Holy Spirit. The official title of our series is Understanding the Christian Life in Relation to the Holy Spirit, and I would encourage you to receive the notes and the outlines of this particular study, because there is no way that in 15 minutes a day for 2 weeks we are able to exhaust the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian. But as I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this study, it is my desire that this study will whet your appetite to having a greater desire to understanding the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life, so that you might be able to live more effectively for the Lord Jesus Christ. And these days, we are looking at the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, and there are 9 of them that we are highlighting in our series. We've already had the opportunity of looking at the first 3. The fact that the Holy Spirit regenerates believers, that's found in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. The fact that the Holy Spirit baptizes believers, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. And then the fact that the Holy Spirit indwells believers, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 and 20. Today we continue, and we're going to note the 4th ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, and that is that the Holy Spirit seals believers. He seals believers. Turn with me in your copy of God's Word to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. We have an admonition given as well as a comfort given in this text. First of all, the admonition where it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." You see, the admonition, the admonishment here is that as Christians, we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit. We're not to make him angry. We are not to hurt him, as it were. The question is, when do we anger the Holy Spirit? Well, we anger him when we sin. We anger him when we don't allow him to work in our lives. We anger him when we do not allow him to control us. And it's important that you and I allow the Spirit of God to control us. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. And so he says, don't anger, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Don't allow sin to come into your life. Don't resist the Spirit, because he says, as he gives us now a comfort, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Every born-again believer is sealed unto the day of redemption. What does that mean? It means that we have God's mark of approval upon us. And that seal that God places on us, his mark of approval upon us, is the presence and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we have that seal, that mark of God's presence upon us, that indwelling of the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. When is the day of redemption? That is when we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face in the rapture. Now, what is this teaching us? It's teaching us that at the moment of salvation, the Spirit of God seals us, puts God's mark of approval upon us, and that seal will last until we see Jesus Christ forever, and then we will go into the presence of the Lord forevermore. This is one of the many proofs of the eternal security of the believer. Once the Holy Spirit seals the believer, that will last until the day of redemption. And keep in mind, now listen to this carefully. The moment we are saved, we are redeemed. We are purchased with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We know that. The day of redemption is when we see Jesus Christ face to face in the rapture. But throughout eternity future, we will be living as God's redeemed children, which simply means that we will never, ever, ever lose our salvation because we are eternally redeemed. And as we live here on the earth, we have the mark, the seal of God's approval upon us through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thus, we have eternal security. To God be the glory. And so we see here that the Holy Spirit seals the believers, which means he secures us as God's possession. That's really what this means. The seal of the Holy Spirit is the fact that the Holy Spirit secures us as God's possessions. We belong to God, and his mark of approval is upon us. Now, there is a fifth ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the born-again believer, and that's the fact that the Holy Spirit fills believers. Fills believers. Notice Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says this, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit." Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Well, I think it's quite obvious when you look at the verse. If a person is drunk with alcohol, you can tell it because that alcohol controls them. It controls their walk. It controls their talk. It controls their actions and so forth. And so Paul was saying here, don't be drunk with wine. Don't be drunk with alcohol. Don't be controlled with alcohol, but be filled with the Spirit. That is, be controlled by the Spirit of God. Now, keep something in mind. The moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit indwells us. We've talked about that so far. But it's important that we allow the indwelling Holy Spirit to fill us, because that means that he is controlling us. That means we are yielding to him. And so there's a difference between the indwelling and the filling. The indwelling is the Spirit of God permanently taking up his residency in our life. The filling of the Holy Spirit is when we allow the Spirit of God to control us. Now, when we are in control of ourselves, the Spirit of God is not filling us. He's not controlling us. Although he still indwells us, because he will never leave us nor forsake us. But when we go our own way, when we walk away from the Lord, when we don't obey the Word of God, then we are, as it were, controlling ourselves, and we are grieving the Holy Spirit. The fact of the matter is, as Christians who are permanently indwelt by the Spirit, we should allow the Spirit of God to control us daily, that we might be filled with him, so that we might live for the glory of God. I trust that you see the significance and the difference between the indwelling and the filling. The indwelling is the fact that the Spirit of God lives in us forever. The filling is the fact that he controls us. And that control comes and goes as we yield to the Spirit of God and as we obey the Word of God. Please see that the Spirit of God is filling you by your obeying biblical truth. Then there is a sixth quality of the teaching and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in their lives, and that is the fact that the Holy Spirit teaches believers. He teaches believers. We go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And I brought this out last week, that if you really want to see the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer in this dispensation, that it's very important to see what Jesus taught about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in John chapters 14, 15, and 16. But in John chapter 14 and verse 26, we see that the Lord Jesus says this, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see what Jesus said there? It says the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, shall teach us all things. What does that mean? Well, it's simple. It means that it is the Holy Spirit who teaches us the Word of God. It is the Holy Spirit who teaches us about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And He is in every believer to teach every believer the things that God wants him to know, that is, the things that are in the Scriptures. Now, every now and then, I've talked to believers down through the years who have said, I don't get anything out of the Word of God when I read it. Why is it that a believer does not get anything out of the Word of God when he or she reads it? Well, it's because they are not allowing the Spirit of God to teach them. The Spirit of God wants to teach us the things of God. By the way, I might say too, and I must say, that there's another reason why many people study the Word of God and get nothing out of it, and that is because they're not born again, because an unsaved person could not understand the things of the Word of God because he does not have the Holy Spirit teaching him the things of the Word of God. But how we can rejoice over the fact that as born-again believers, when we open the Bible and begin to read it, that the Spirit of God teaches us the great things of God that we might live for the Lord. And to that we say, amen, praise God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Well, we must go for today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up. The Lord willing, tomorrow when we come back together, we will look at the final three ministries of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Until then, remember, Jesus could come again today. And we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.